Three Steps from Psalm 139 to Declutter Your Heart, written by Kia Stevens and read by Kelly Gibbons. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. If we're not careful, our hearts can become like double-sided tape, picking up slights and hurts with increasing ease. And God is never duped by our outward appearance. He, better than anyone, knows that no human being is exempt from needing to declutter our hearts. Even David, described as a man after God's own heart, asked God to examine the contents of his soul in Psalm 139. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. His prayer gives us three practical steps to follow in decluttering our hearts. First, ask God. David courageously asked God to conduct an internal excavation. This was a brave request, considering God knows all things, even that which we hide from ourselves. And though the combination of our mind, will, and emotions may look like a long overdue garage sale, he is not hesitant to delve inside. He is not repelled by the complexity of our soul. Fully aware of the sum total of who we are, he delights in us. Step 2, listen to God. David not only asked, but was prepared to listen to all that God would reveal to him about his heart. This was evident by his words, "See if there is an offensive way in me." David wanted to know God's opinion of who he was at his core. If we choose, like David, to declutter our hearts, we need to be prepared for what God has to say about us. He may ask us to part with a piece of ourselves we feel intimately connected to. Though it may be difficult, we can rest in the truth that God loves us extravagantly. He is a master heart pruner who purges because he knows it will make us better. Gently, he persistently prompts us to release the jumbled hodgepodge of clutter we've piled up in our hearts. As our Creator, we can trust he has a purpose when he says, "Let it go." He alone knows what needs to be kept or discarded. Step 3, follow God. David ends his psalm by saying, "Lead me into the way of everlasting." If you are like me, sometimes I think I am a shepherd instead of a sheep. Foolishly, I get confused into thinking I can do a better job leading myself, but I can't. This is futile because a self-led person is headed for ruin. It is better to be led by God, who sees our beginning and our end. If he can speak to the waves and bring peace, then he can speak to our cluttered souls and bring order. We must surrender to him, believing his infinite understanding of who we are is far superior than our finite perspective.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Think you know David? The shepherd boy who killed Goliath with just a stone and a sling, right? Well, there's so much more to his story. From shepherd to king, David's life was filled with triumphs and tragedies. How David navigated family, leadership, and faith offers profound lessons for all of us. The David Story, Shepherd, Father, King, is a free online course exploring David's life and how it sheds light on topics like our relationship with God, family dynamics, leadership principles, and overcoming sin. Taught by Professor Justin Jackson of Hillsdale College, this free 8-lesson course delves into the Old Testament through the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. Unlock the power of David's story. Learn more about life's big questions and what truly matters. Enroll in this free course today by texting the word David to 94878. Again, that's David to 94878. Join us for a deeper understanding of the Bible. Enroll in the David Story now by texting David to 94878.